Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel avanzado C2. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2020.
This test has three tasks. You will hear the first two tasks twice and task three only once. Task 1. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
In these programs, we've been speaking to people who are influencing the way we teach our children. But the most important educator in any child's life is their parents. And what they do in the first 5 years is critical. That's why when Margie Wally co-founded Pengreen Nursery in Corby in Northamptonshire 30 years ago, she involved mothers and fathers from the very first day. By keeping the door open to them, she was educating the parents as well as the child. Since then, her ideas have influenced nurseries across the country. Margie Wally, how much of a child's future do you think is determined before they even get to school?
I think the impact of home learning is critical. And I think having your parents be passionate advocates on your behalf is everything for a child. That doesn't mean that parents have to see themselves as professional educators. It means that parents are people who will go to unreasonable lengths on behalf of their children and broker their children's journey through the education system. We talk all the time about narrowing the gap, but what really matters is that parents see their role as their child's first educator and feel that the knowledge they have about their child in the home is valued by the professional educators in the early childhood settings and in the schools. And I don't think many parents feel that their knowledge is respected and valued in that way.
But it is certainly the case that, well, first of all, every parent loves their own child, but they don't always do best by them. I mean, unwittingly, they're making mistakes.
I think we all make mistakes with our children, and I've certainly promised my child therapy in the future if she needs it. But I think the issue for me is that there is not a parent in England, I believe, who doesn't want more for their child than they had themselves. And working in collaboration with the professionals in the education system makes or breaks a child's school career. Parents have powerful knowledge about how their children learn and develop. And if parents are overwhelmed by everyday pressures, then it's very hard for them to take on that role. But then it's our job in our Sure Starts, our children's centres, all those projects were about making it easier for parents to engage with professionals.
So tell us how it works at Pengreen and tell us about the area that it's in.
Corby is the most amazing place to work in, and every day it's a source of wonder. The Corby project at Pengreen developed just when the steelworks were closed. So in that community where I work, 43% unemployment, 50% single parents, and 78% of the families had come down from Glasgow. So they would come down in the 30s and 40s and 50s full of hope for a town with full employment, and then suddenly the steelworks closed. So Corby is amazing in terms of the energy for people for change. It's a community of oppression, and the deprivation indices are so high in Corby. You've got castles just down the way, you've got manor houses, you've got all the beauty of Rutland and Leicestershire close by, but we have inner city deprivation indices, and that's what the challenge is in terms of education and health outcomes for children.
And those are the children that you're taking into this
children's
centre?
And those are the children that come into our centre.
And the parents you're working with?
Absolutely. So we match the way that parents are engaging with their children at home with the way that we engage with the children in the nursery setting. And we share knowledge. Parents are full of insight into what excites their children. They're with them the majority of the time. Even if they're in an early childhood setting 30 hours a week, they're still with their parents most of the time. And what we need to do is listen to how the parents engage with those children, what those children's central concerns and interests are, and build on that.
You're making it sound like you're learning from the parent rather than the other way around.
I think to some extent we have to be a bit humble about what we can do with children in a setting where they may come in for 5 hours a day or less. If we don't listen to what the parents are doing, then we've got nothing to build on. There was fabulous research in the 70s that showed when you did harness the enormously untapped energy of parents and their excitement about what their children were doing, you can really make a difference. I mean, every parent, wittingly or unwittingly, is observing their child all of the time, trying to make sense of their child's learning and development, trying to understand why their child prefers the box the toy came in rather than the toy itself. Every parent is trying to make sense of that. By sharing child development concepts with parents and by listening to the parents, we have something to build on.
Margie Wally, you do have to put a price on it, don't you? Is this expensive?
It costs more than childcare, but then it makes far more difference than childcare. Most parents are aware that if you have teacher educators working with the children and highly qualified staff, then you get a much better enhanced outcome for children. In our particular nursery, we have worked incredibly hard to develop a 78% graduate workforce. Now, in the private sector, the workforce in the main would not be a graduate workforce. They would have NVQ3 qualifications, which would be quite a basic level of qualification. So we're not comparing like with like. And yes, it does cost more. But proportionally for what you're actually getting out of the service, the cost is appropriate if you're going to make a difference for those children.
I know it's very hard to get the detail on this for various reasons, the complexity of the centre you're running. Is it a great deal more expensive than other centres? I mean, if you're making the case to the council, look, continue our funding, what is it that you say to them?
We say to the council, we're value for money. We've built the service up to over 120 staff. We work with over 2,000 adults and children. But if you compare us with the private sector, if you compare us to a Packaway nursery in a church hall where all the staff will be minimally qualified, if they're qualified at all, then clearly we're more expensive.
Now, listen again.
In these programmes, we've been speaking to people who are influencing the way we teach our children. But the most important educator in any child's life is their parents. And what they do in the first 5 years is critical. That's why when Margie Wally co-founded Pengreen Nursery in Corby in Northamptonshire 30 years ago, she involved mothers and fathers from the very first day. By keeping the door open to them, she was educating the parents as well as the child. Since then, her ideas have influenced nurseries across the country. Margie Wally, how much of a child's future do you think is determined before they even get to school?
I think the impact of home learning is critical. And I think having your parents be passionate advocates on your behalf is everything for a child. That doesn't mean that parents have to see themselves as professional educators. It means that parents are people who will go to unreasonable lengths on behalf of their children and broker their children's journey through the education system. We talk all the time about narrowing the gap, but what really matters is that parents see their role as their child's first educator and feel that the knowledge they have about their child in the home is valued by the professional educators in the early childhood settings and in the schools. And I don't think many parents feel that their knowledge is respected and valued in that way.
But it is certainly the case that, well, first of all, every parent loves their own child, but they don't always do best by them. I mean, unwittingly, they're making mistakes.
I think we all make mistakes with our children, and I've certainly promised my child therapy in the future if she needs it. But I think the issue for me is that there is not a parent in England, I believe, who doesn't want more for their child than they had themselves. And working in collaboration with the professionals in the education system makes or breaks a child's school career. Parents have powerful knowledge about how their children learn and develop. And if parents are overwhelmed by everyday pressures, then it's very hard for them to take on that role. But then it's our job in our Sure Starts, our children's centres, all those projects were about making it easier for parents to engage with professionals.
So tell us how it works at Pengreen and tell us about the area that it's in.
Corby is the most amazing place to work in, and every day it's a source of wonder. The Corby project at Pengreen developed just when the steelworks were closed. So in that community where I work, 43% unemployment, 50% single parents, and 78% of the families had come down from Glasgow. So they would come down in the 30s and 40s and 50s full of hope for a town with full employment, and then suddenly the steelworks closed. So Corby is amazing in terms of the energy for people for change. It's a community of oppression, and the deprivation indices are so high in Corby. You've got castles just down the way, you've got manor houses, you've got all the beauty of Rutland and Leicestershire close by, but we have inner city deprivation indices, and that's what the challenge is in terms of education and health outcomes for children.
And those are the children that you're taking into this children's
centre? And those are the children that come into our centre.
And the parents you're working with?
Absolutely. So we match the way that parents are engaging with their children at home with the way that we engage with the children in the nursery setting. And we share knowledge. Parents are full of insight into what excites their children. They're with them the majority of the time. Even if they're in an early childhood setting 30 hours a week, they're still with their parents most of the time. And what we need to do is listen to how the parents engage with those children, what those children's central concerns and interests are, and build on that.
You're making it sound like you're learning from the parent rather than the other way around.
I think to some extent, we have to be a bit humble about what we can do with children in a setting where they may come in for 5 hours a day or less. If we don't listen to what the parents are doing, then we've got nothing to build on. There was fabulous research in the 70s that showed when you did harness the enormously untapped energy of parents and their excitement about what their children were doing, you can really make a difference. I mean, every parent, wittingly or unwittingly, is observing their child all of the time, trying to make sense of their child's learning and development, trying to understand why their child prefers the box the toy came in rather than the toy itself. Every parent is trying to make sense of that. By sharing child development concepts with parents and by listening to the parents, we have something to build on.
Margie Wally, you do have to put a price on it, don't you? Is this expensive?
It costs more than childcare, but then it makes far more difference than childcare. Most parents are aware that if you have teacher educators working with the children and highly qualified staff, then you get a much better enhanced outcome for children. In our particular nursery, we have worked incredibly hard to develop a 78% graduate workforce. Now, in the private sector, the workforce in the main would not be a graduate workforce. They would have NVQ 3 qualifications, which would be quite a basic level of qualification. So we're not comparing like with like, and yes, it does cost more. But proportionally for what you're actually getting out of the service, the cost is appropriate if you're going to make a difference for those children.
I know it's very hard to get the detail on this for various reasons, the complexity of the centre you're running. Is it a great deal more expensive than other centres? I mean, if you're making the case to the council, look, continue our funding, what is it that you say to them?
We say to the council, we're value for money. We've built the service up to over 120 staff. We work with over 2,000 adults and children. But if you compare us with the private sector, if you compare us to a pack-away nursery in a church hall where all the staff will be minimally qualified, if they're qualified at all, then clearly we're more expensive.
This is the end of task 1.